You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. If you catch a little television this evening or drive past a highway billboard or even listen to this very radio station for some time, you'll eventually get hit with an advertisement for some type of health care.
Over time, Rothman has earned the title Orthopedic Institute.
At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine.
Call or go to cancercenter.com.
Bring your heart to Penn.
Two providers in our region recently got into a fight over one such ad, the Rothman Institute and Virtua. They are both in the business of joint replacements, think hips and knees, lucrative procedures with a growing demand. And Rothman took issue with some Virtua ads and filed a complaint with an arm of the Better Business Bureau. Their dispute brings to light bigger issues about medical advertisements, the claims they make, and how they impact patient decisions. Todd Bookman has this story.
There's nothing too novel in Virtua's commercials. Good-looking grandmas do a little kickboxing, a deep voice offers you, the viewer, the same vitality.
At Virtua, we don't cut the quad tendon for knee replacement, so you don't have to cut anything you love to do.
What these ads don't include, of course, are the realities of surgery. Incisions and infection risk don't make great advertising. But the Rothman Institute's complaints weren't about what was left out. It was about claims made in the campaign that so-called quad-sparing total knee replacement is less painful and offers people a quicker recovery. The problem here is there's not much evidence to back that up.
There's not been any studies that demonstrate that the quadriceps-sparing technique has any advantage over the course of 3 months, 6 months, a year, or 2 years to the ultimate end result. Both groups of people seem to do pretty well.
This is Dr. Jack McPhillamy. He's not affiliated with Rothman or Virtua, which both declined interview requests for this story. McPhillamy is chair of orthopedics at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine and has more than 30 years in practice.
I think I'm the only guy I know that still wears a beeper.
He looked into quad sparing surgeries a few years ago and decided it wasn't the right choice for his patients. The technique is what it sounds like. Doctors cut into the knee, but from the side to avoid the big quadriceps muscle running down the front of your thigh. McPhillamy says that can give the surgeon a smaller window to work in.
And it's a little more difficult to get exacting cuts so that the knee is in as good alignment as you can get it.
If the artificial joint isn't aligned correctly, and we're talking just a few millimeters here, that can lead to problems down the road. When Rothman complained to the Better Business Bureau's advertising division, it made this same argument. But Virtua, for its part, contends its patients do have better outcomes with quad sparing, and they point to a 99% customer satisfaction rating. It's still running the ads, but agreed to pull out the claims of faster recovery. Back when McPhillamy started med school, doctors weren't even allowed to market their services, and his orthopedic group still relies on word of mouth and referrals. But his patients are definitely being influenced by Virtua's ads.
So how often do patients come in here and say, I want quad sparing?
I probably get that question once a week, which is a testament to the power of advertising.
Florence Buchanan is one of the people who make it so powerful.
All right, we're rolling.
She's a New York-based freelance art director for big commercials you've probably seen.
Pharmaceutical, I've done over-the-counter medicines, I've done medical devices, hotels, packaged goods, beer.
Cosmetics and beauty products, the list goes on. She says crafting the drug and medical device ads pose the greatest challenge because the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, pays close attention to the promises made. Here's an example. If you're selling an erectile dysfunction drug, which Buchanan has done, she says you can't come out and say that it will rekindle romance or desire in a marriage because there's nothing on the drug label about romance or desire. Instead, the emotional benefits of an erection have to be suggested lightly, through the characters, through the scene.
You have to sort of talk in a voice that makes it empathetic to what the person's going through and present, you know, the solution as something that, you know, that will really help. It's really just how you, it's how you talk to them.
Soaring music, horseback riding, couples in a bathtub. It's aspirational. Pharmaceutical ads are very good at making promises that aren't out-and-out promises.
We know a place where tossing and turning have given way to sleeping, where sleepless nights yield to restful sleep,
They do have to be explicit about the risks, of course. The last few seconds generally sound something like this.
Side effects may include headache, upset stomach, delayed backache, or muscle ache.
Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, agitation, hallucinations, or confusion.
Or if you see unexpected signs of early puberty in a child, or signs in a woman, which may include changes in body hair or a large increase in acne.
Hospitals and health providers that are only advertising a procedure as opposed to an actual medicine, their commercials don't fall under the FDA's regulations. Groups like Virtua and Rothman, they're still supposed to be truthful and accurate, but they have more flexibility, and they don't have to list the possible side effects like the drug ads do.
Welcome to the new age in joint replacement from Virtua. Go to gotmylifeback.org to learn more.
These types of ads offer hope for a more active life, for more time off the couch, and they appear to be working. In the past 2 decades, the rate at which Medicare recipients get a knee replacement has nearly doubled. Robert Field at Drexel University says doctors have become so efficient at knees in particular that they can wring good profit out of the $15,000 price tag. He says that's why facilities target it in their campaigns, along with usually only a few other medical conditions.
You don't usually see ads for old, frail people with cancer or with Alzheimer's or with Parkinson's. Those are not the high efficiency, high profitable diseases, so the hospitals are not going after that.
Now, the competition for those dollars isn't all bad for consumers, especially when it leads to innovation and lower prices. But an ad that stretches the truth is good for no one. And Virtua, by the way, is far from unique here. There was a small study done earlier this year looking at the accuracy of some medical advertisements, not even ones aimed at consumers. These were printed in academic journals read pretty much only by doctors. Of 50 ads selected at random, the study found that more than half of the claims being made by sponsors lacked well-supported evidence. The report offered this recommendation for orthopedic surgeons: remain skeptical of the claims being made. Patients, it goes without saying, would do well to follow that same advice. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.